Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
And it is over! The Rangers win! The Rangers win and advance to the Final Four! Wow! What a comeback!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Right back at it on The Fan, turn the page, and just like that, it's the 21st of May. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, rock until 2 a.m. That means we got 2 hours to talk sports, taking your calls at 877-337-6666. Let's talk about the New York Knicks. So, I was a dum-dum. I bet on the Knicks. They got home court advantage. The Pacers hadn't won there. As soon as I got the alert that OG was going to play and Josh Hart was going to play, I said, it's on. Let me load up these Knicks bets. Dummy. Ah, man. I think this was for the best, though. If you survived that game, let's say Brunson doesn't break his hand on Tyrese Halliburton's leg, knee, thigh, and he's able to go off and carry you and drop 45 points and get you to the next round. Who is he going to be doing that with? They did not have enough bodies. The end. End of this chapter of the origin story. Congrats for making it to the second round and a game further. Congrats, I don't know, for taking a 2-0 lead. But all in all, right, all I was saying today, the Knicks fan haters were out. But there were a lot of Knicks fan apologists. Guys patting them on the back. Guys acting like yo, they're the number 2 seed, though. You do have to keep that in your mind, too. Like, all right, they ran out of bodies, but that's part of sports. It's a physical sport. You got to be able to play. So, I don't know. It's twofold. I know Knicks fans enjoyed this season, though. You can enjoy this season and still be disappointed in the ending. Because I know there's a lot of you, like I took a call earlier talking about Embiid was hurt this year. Giannis didn't even play in the playoffs. Like, we think that the Knicks are back and going to be back for the next few years to come. But that doesn't mean that Philly won't be back with a healthier Embiid. That doesn't mean Giannis won't be back and actually be healthy. The Celtics are still going to be the Celtics. Can't count out the Miami Heat. Now you got to deal with the Cavs and the Magic. And it's the NBA. Somebody else is going to get better, too. Somebody that you're not expecting, whether it's Atlanta or Chicago or, dare I say, the stupid Brooklyn Nets. Somebody else is going to be in the mix. It's year to year. I mean, look at this Final Four and look at how this Final Four shakes out in the NBA. I thought that Denver, I just didn't think there was any chance that Denver was going to lose that series. The Minnesota Timberwolves are moving on. And you've got Luka and Kyrie leading the number 5 seed Dallas Mavericks versus the number 3 seed Minnesota Timberwolves. And then Tyrese Haliburton and the small market teams deserve a chance too. Pacers are in the Eastern Conference Finals, the 6th seed against the number 1 seed Boston. I hate to say it, but this is Boston's year. If Boston doesn't win the finals this year, they could blow that whole team up. All in all, my feelings on the Knicks, and it's funny, like I said, I woke up this whole time, you know, I guess some people think I was rooting for the Knicks. No, I was doing my job. Like I was doing my job every night on The Fan as a radio host in this city. I am not Evan Roberts. I haven't been on this radio station for 17 years. I don't have it in me to put my fandom above all of the people listening. Like 85-90% of the people listening. I'm a solo host. There's no one else. Like, if I came in with that energy as a Nets fan, as a hater, there's no one to balance it. I appreciated this season from the Knicks, from their coach to their players, the style of basketball they played, how they played, what Brunson became, his Villanova teammates became, the trades they made. I was giving it up to Dolan and Wes and Leon, like, yo, come to the front. But all in all, they came up short, and this is New York. You don't get applauded for coming up short. You don't get applauded for not having enough gas, running out of bodies. It's a fail. You're a number 2 seed. And in a season where you didn't have to deal with Giannis and you were able to knock off the reigning MVP and Embiid, this one's going to hurt if the next couple years don't actually materialize with you getting another star, whether it's, I don't know, Devin Booker. Mikal Bridges isn't a star. Sean Marks thinks he is. You can have him. I'm seeing proposed trades. Yeah, I don't think the Nets will do it, but they should. We'll see where it goes. So we'll talk Knicks. We'll definitely get to the Rangers, Mets. I think we did a good amount on the Yankees. I want to hit these things before I go. Mario, Long Beach, on The Fan. What's up?
What's going on, Keith? Good show.
Thanks. You know, trying.
Listen, I don't know if you noticed, but I saw you on the when you're doing the color for the Yankees. They did one of them on TV. They showed you for a second.
Of course I noticed. I was shout out to Mark Zuckerman, who works here for WFAN. He was in Legend, so he came up, and he's like, you want me to bring you some cookies? Because I've talked to him about, like, the fresh-baked cookies that come out of Legends. They're fire. But we had some cookies in the media area, and he's like, no, they're not better. These are freshly baked. They come out hot. So I'm like, all right, yeah, bring me one. The first time they put me on the big screen in Yankee Stadium ever, I'm eating a cookie. I got a cookie in my mouth.
Oh, God.
But then later, the Yes broadcast cuts to me, and shout out to Troy Benjamin. Shout out to Paul. Shout out to James Smythe and Jack Flaherty, these guys that I saw. Like, I went over there to talk to them before the game, and I feel like, you know, me having met these guys and been around these guys, they kind of just did me a solid, man, you know, because that's television production. Someone has to say, hey, cut to this camera, show Justin, show Keith. Okay, we got a second. Now, Paul, cue it up and say, you know, with John Sterling leaving, there's some changes going on in the radio booth. We got Keith McPherson up there. Keith McPherson, what the hell? Why is he up there?
You know what? You know, Keith, you know, it's interesting, too. I saw you with the white button-down shirt and blue ties.
I wore a
suit. You look like a banker.
Yeah.
I
wore a navy blue suit, white shirt, navy blue tie. The first game, I wore a baby blue suit, white shirt, blue tie. I dressed the part. I was on the field. I got to be Susan Waldman. It was hilarious. Boone was kind of, you know, messing with me. The
right.
Second game, he's like, if you're going to be Susan, you're supposed to come to the clubhouse. You're supposed to do Susan's manager show. You're supposed to come meet up with me before the game. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing all that. Like, I'm
not
like
that.
I got
a quick point about the Knicks, if I may.
Yeah. Let's get back to it. That's what I queued you up for.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we got off on a tangent, but I don't want to spend too much time. I know you got people on hold. I'd love to. I could talk to you forever, but you got people on hold. We're on the radio. But the thing I wanted to say about the Knicks is, you know, listen to this. These five: Robinson, Randall, Ananobi, Bogdanovich, and Hart and Brunson. At one time, that's their injury report. Those five guys could make the playoffs from their injury report. report. Now, I know you said injuries are part of the game, but this is ridiculous. This is more than just injuries.
It's unfortunate how many injuries they sustain. There are Nets fans that to this day have to hear, oh, the Nets would have won it that year. Yeah, well, James Harden tore his hamstring and Giannis closed out and gave Kyrie nowhere to land and he cranked his ankle and it wasn't enough because that team traded everyone away. They didn't have enough bodies and Kevin Durant did what he could. But all in all, Nets fans, that was the year we thought we could get to the finals. This is a year that a lot of Knicks fans thought they could get to the finals, Eastern Conference Finals, but you ran out of healthy guys.
Exactly. And one last thing, and I'll hear for your response. I think this is actually, in the next 3 years, the Knicks get better. First of all, their starting five average age is 27 years old. So it's not like they have to do anything right now. Secondly, they have four number one picks and two number twos. At two and four the next year, two and two number. And now the two number one picks that were protected this year were from Detroit and Washington, two of the worst teams, and they got to keep it because it was top 10. They don't get to keep it next year. It rolls to next year. So the following year, they're going to have two top five picks. They're going to be loaded, man.
Yeah, in theory.
Taking my call, buddy.
Thanks for the call, Mario. In theory, it sounds good, but this is sports. We don't know what's going to happen next year. We don't know if Julius Randle's sticking around. We don't know what trades they're going to make or not make. That's why I said this was a special year. This was a year where you got the two seed, and when you looked at your path, right, you faced a hobbled Embiid in a Sixers team that just wasn't it, a Pacers team that as the sixth seed, a healthy Knicks team beats them. And we all, I think, can say we know that. They went up 2-0. And I think some of those games go a little different if OG Anunoby is healthy. The Bucks didn't have Giannis. We'll see what the Cavs look like in the future without Donovan Mitchell. But I think that Magic team, they're gonna get better. They're young. They're only gonna get better. The Celtics are probably gonna make a move, but I think the Celtics they're in line to win the finals this year. So they can win the finals and blow up that team, change that team. But what I'm saying is, in theory, it's like, oh, yeah, the Knicks have their core of guys. They're only going to get better. They can get better, but the teams around them can also get better. You had the two seed this year. This is a year where you should have got to the Eastern Conference Finals, but it's a war of attrition, and this happens to teams every year. I swear, there's somebody out there listening that says, yo, Keith was talking about the playoffs way before the playoffs and said every year somebody gets hurt. Every year somebody goes down. Every year. Whether it's LeBron's teams, where LeBron is losing Kyrie and Kevin Love, and he doesn't have enough ultimately to win the championship. My own Nets team that had the big, bad, big three scary hours. Yeah, it got real scary when guys weren't available and you had no depth. You were relying on Blake Griffin and Uncle Jeff. You know what I'm saying? It's like every year is different. Brunson will be back. And honestly, they need to get to the Eastern Conference Finals in the next 2 years under this current deal that they have with Brunson because it's a steal. But you can't guarantee that the Heat are going to stay down. Or like I said, even some of these other teams in the East that you're not thinking about, they might make a couple moves, sign a couple players. Like Toronto could be better. You know what I'm saying? We don't know. We don't know. Charlotte, just kidding. The Charlotte Hornets aren't going to be better. It's different every year. This was a year for the Knicks that was special, that I know Knicks fans love. But the way they were applauded for, like, this magical run, and it's like, ultimately, bro, like, the roster construction and, I guess, bad luck and some other things, like, it's still a fail. And this is still New York, and that's why I use the example of, like, the same Knicks fans that root for the Yankees. The Yankees got to win the World Series every year. It's not good enough. If the Yankees got bounced in the ALDS or ALCS and they had a 2-0 lead, and even if guys got hurt, like it would be like, nope, not good enough, failed, like, another year. And it's like, well, damn, if you think about the drought that the Knicks are in, nobody complains about that drought. We're in a 15-year drought for the Yankees, and you would think it was 10 times as long as the Knicks drought. 877-337-6666. Save us, Rangers. You're our only hope for a summer parade in New York. Aaron in the Five Towns on the Fan. What's up, Aaron?
What's up, Keith? First of all, congrats on the Yankees call. The Yankees win.
Thanks. Yeah. Wasn't going to try and do John. Somebody was like, yo, can Keith do John's, what's Keith's home run calls? Or can Keith do John's Yankees win? I'm like, no way. I wouldn't dare touch that.
Yeah, you be you.
Exactly what I did.
Exactly. And before I get to the Rangers, I just want to say, first of all, public apology to the masses. I put money on the Knicks. I think that's why they lost.
That's what I said. I put a bunch of money on the Knicks, too, like a dummy. I'm like, oh, game seven, OG, and Hart's going. I'm like, this is going to be a movie. And it was a movie. A Pacers movie ended pretty quick.
Yeah, and I also noticed Alex Verdugo in the pinstripes, clean-shaven, low-key skinny guy. No? Babyface?
I thought he was a little bit of a chubby guy in the Red Sox with the beard. He looked like he had more of a, you know, round face, chin, not really. No, looking at him with the Yankees in the Yankee uniform,
not the story.
The pinstripes are slimming. And I was watching him over the weekend. I think it might have been Saturday. Maybe it was Friday. Maybe it was Saturday. Man, he was running. He was motoring around the bases. I'm like, yo, he's low-key kind of fast.
Yeah, so he might have lost a few pounds with that beard. Who knows? But, yeah, loving Doogie.
Great addition to the team. And, I mean, I know we got Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez, and how are they going to pay Juan Soto? But I'm like, man, this guy fits. And it's kind of crazy to think about how, like, Brett Gardner, he got compared. I think Judge said he's the best left fielder that he's played with since Brett Gardner. For a long time, that was Brett Gardner's clubhouse, right? Because he was the bridge from the last champions to the Baby Bombers, whatever. He was the elder statesman. They said he was always playing pranks on guys. And he also was, like, you know, the old guy that you had to kind of get by to, you know, earn your respect in there. Well, they let Gardy just fade into darkness. And it took some time before we found a guy that could play left field. Now we've got a guy like Verdugo. He plays left field so well. He's a left-handed hitter like Gardy was as well, but a different style. And I think his personality and what he brings to this clubhouse is exactly what they needed.
Yeah, he brings that swagger. I'm really regretting that I haven't gone to any, you know, New York Rangers bars or, you know, an away game viewing in the Garden. That looked electric. That's my biggest regret the last two rounds, not taking advantage of the New York City Rangers vibes and getting on that party train.
I know, and I just saw the ticket prices. Kyle Zorn from Tick Pick, get a look at this, just put out the ticket prices. So $823 is the total cost to attend all 41 home games for the Florida Panthers this past season.
Wow.
$482 is the least expensive ticket to game one of the Eastern Conference Finals between the Rangers and Panthers at MSG. And that's right now. So, like, someone in Florida that is interested in coming to see the Panthers in game one, if they had season tickets at $823, half of that couldn't get them into the Garden for game one, for one game.
There's going to be hella Ranger fans in what was it, Amalie Arena?
Oh, yeah. No, Amalie, that's the Lightning. These guys play out in, like, Sunset, Florida.
It's Miami Gardens. Weird name, the stadium. I forgot what it is off the top of my head. But they're going to be, like,
Amarant Bank Arena, and it's out in Sunrise, Florida. What did I say, Sunset? I knew they were somewhere a little further out of, like, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
But if they don't do some sort of ticket regulations for fans, they're going to be I think it could be 40% Ranger fans.
They don't mind. They're trying to make that money. I think my boy Jay Schmies from the Bleacher Creatures who calls, I think in the Bleacher Creatures chat, he said he booked his flight. He's a Yankees, Giants, Knicks, Rangers fan. I bet you that place gets mobbed with New Yorkers because, well, of course it is.
Yeah, I mean, Florida's already half New Yorkers.
You can probably fly down there for $200-$300 and get a hotel there for a night for $200-$300 and then get a good seat in there for $200-$300. Under $1,000, you can make the trip to go see the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals.
You can make a whole nice weekend out of it, a little bender.
Yeah, yeah. I used to do stuff like that before I got married and had a kid.
I'm still trying to do that stuff.
Yeah, you should. So take a look at you know, what's going on with the flights and the hotels and the games for this series. If you said you missed out on the last couple.
I mean, let me first let me first just get to a bar on 33rd Street, and then I'll work on getting down to Florida.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. I mean, times are tough, man. Money's tight, man. People out here, we're trying to figure it out, man. But that's also why, like, you know, these guys, I don't know. I know there's a lot of young guys that are just in a different way. But, like, when I saw the young fans out there, like, Knicks in eight, like, no, it doesn't work like that, guys. Go home. It's over. Curtains. You lost. And I'm like, I guess you guys didn't go in there. Like, if I go in there in game seven and I paid $1,000 to see the Knicks lose where they try to trot OG Anunoby out there knowing he's compromised, he makes, you know, two shots and he can't go anymore. Josh Hart, who has been the Energizer Bunny, this guy, they got to shoot him up with whatever they shot Brunson in his foot up. He's not effective. And then Brunson breaks his hand. I'm mad as hell. I'm mad as hell that I spent that much money game seven to see the season end like that. I'm not outside chanting Knicks in eight. There is no eighth game. That doesn't make any sense. Because then the series could split 4-4. Pathetic. Some of you young Knicks fans don't get it. Could you imagine the Yankees getting swept by the Astros and Yankee fans going outside Yankee Stadium going, Yanks in eight, Yanks in eight. Like, no, get on the train and go home. That's not how it works at all. That's not how it works at all. Joe in Las Vegas, my guy. I know you're a Knicks fan. I know you're a Yankee fan. Yeah. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling good. You know, honestly, after the Knicks loss, like, I thought I was going to be, like, more stressed about it. But in a way, I was relieved because I didn't think they can go much further.
No. And I think that is the silver lining. I think that is what you know, I don't understand all the patting on the back and cheering guys that lose in the second round with a two seed. But understanding that this is the story, this is the origin story, this is as far as they could have gone, and it was much better that it ended this way versus being swept in four games without your full complement of guys.
Yep. No, absolutely. And you know, and to the Yankees, I just want to say you say a lot that you kind of nail things on the head, and I don't even think you even realize it. But when I'm listening, I'm like, I think this is what Keith is saying. But sometimes you don't directly say it, but this should be the time for the Yankees at the trade deadline to maybe grab 2-3 more stars for nothing because people are selling.
That's what I would do. I'm greedy. If I'm getting on the phone and I'm not taking anyone's health for granted. I'm not taking anyone's back of their baseball card for granted. Iron sharpens iron. Competition brings out the best in guys. Mm-hmm. Put a couple more ballers in this clubhouse. And let's go.
Well, I mean, Ferguson is not working out. I mean, he's like a 6 ERA. You got Glaber who's struggling. You got people you could upgrade. I mean, honestly, Trevino he's probably my biggest surprise. He's been playing great, and I'm like, I didn't expect it because last year he was hurt.
I did. He had the bum wrist last year, but. He was doing stuff like this in 2022 when he won the Platinum Glove and became an All-Star. He was hitting. Yep. I mean, he can hit. He's a catcher. He knows. He's studying pitchers. He knows what's coming his way.
The problem is sometimes with fans is we don't realize that injury affected him the whole year. Like Rodon last year. I mean, we're all like, oh, my God, Rodon's going to be a
The Trevino injury last year, he came into spring training with it. And he champed it out all the way to June. And then they shut him down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's not that he's bad. It's just that he was in pain. Just like Anunoby. Like, people think that the doctor can fix these people overnight. And honestly, like, injuries are part of sports. Like, I wouldn't eliminate them. Like, it happens. It's human. It's a thing. Like, if I don't want to watch a bunch of indestructible people flying around. Does that make sense? Like, injuries are necessary.
That is part of it. When we talk about the human element, they are human beings. There are people with championship rings on their fingers every year because someone got hurt. Because in the NBA specifically, if I can go back and look at all of the NBA champions in their road, I remember Trae Young hurt his foot for the Hawks. Not that they would have, but, like, that was part of it. I already mentioned LeBron not having his full compliments.
Kawhi Leonard was hurt throughout his whole career. But he won two chips. So, like, Ananobi, like, they're like, oh, he's hurt a lot. But it's like, yeah, but if we could get a championship out of it, I'm signing him. I mean, I know it.
I would strongly consider bringing OG back and load managing. I know that you don't want to say that with a Tom Thibodeau team, but he's getting up there in age, and he's got an injury history. Re-sign him and just monitor his minutes.
Yeah, I don't think the Knicks – I think Hardenstein's going to leave, not because he doesn't want to. It's because he could get more money elsewhere.
Oh, no, I think the opposite. I think that he has become such a – like, he's going to get paid regardless – but I don't think that they're looking at Mitchell Robinson the same anymore with his emergency.
No, I agree with that. But what I'm saying is I read something that the Knicks can only offer him so much. Like, there's a limit to how much they can offer
him. Yeah, well, if it comes down to it and there's somewhere else that can offer him more, he's not going to take less just to stay here. He's going to try and maximize his opportunity.
That's the worry. I would take him over Mitchell Robinson any day of the week. I wasn't putting them against each other. I was just saying that Hardenstein might just be able to get more elsewhere, which sucks. And maybe we get two first-round picks.
I got to look that up. I thought he was an unrestricted free agent.
He is, but there's a limit to – there's always rules when you sign with your team, Supermax. And
yeah, there's like an extension rule. There's only a certain amount that the Knicks could extend him for.
Just maybe Google, like, Hardenstein – max contract, like, I don't know exactly what to tell you, but you could probably find it. But, yeah, like, it's not as cut and dry as people think. And he's unrestricted. Achiu is restricted, but, I mean, after this, after the playoffs, I don't think Achiu is going to be on the team. I mean,
no, he was Achiu lost out there. Achiu was part of the OG trade. It was a good little story for him being from the Bronx.
Yeah,
but
that's like Tommy DeVito stuff. Like, we loved it. It was cute, but, like, when it
really
gets
down to it. Not
really
helping you win.
You're not going to go to the championship with a chip.
No, if he had a little bit more offensive game, it would have been valuable with him having to start a couple games. But no, he's not helping you win.
Absolutely. That's funny. We went back to – I started with the Knicks. We went to the Yankees. And actually, you know, I was we're just wanting to say that, like, Verdugo and Stroman tonight, and you nailed it on the head. I thought Verdugo was going to get a walk-off and been like, holy cow, that was literally all Stroman.
Yeah, would have been his night.
Verdugo.
And Stroman, Stroman.
But when did we have this happen? Before we, like, think about it. This is why I'm all for loading stars, because now Soto's winning games. Cabrera's been on the team, but he's winning games. You're seeing different people win the games. When Judge was out, like, last year, there was, like, no heroics from anyone.
No, like, Stanton was nothing without him. Volpe was too young and wanted to, had some moments, but, like, couldn't power the team, couldn't always come through. Mm-hmm. Then Rizzo was concussed. Yeah, no.
People don't realize, and we still had a winning record. we're spoiled. Like,
no,
we are spoiled,
but, man, this is the vibe. This is the culture. Yep. This is the Yankee way. Yep. This is what the Yankees are supposed to be.
Like the heat culture. Like, look at Yankee culture. Yankee culture is winning, always getting the best people. Well, they just do
it. Demanding excellence. I mean, we play today. We win today. That's it. Like, and it doesn't matter. And obviously, Judge. We'll talk about Judge in a minute, too, because I want to just give him his props. He's AL Player of the Week. And since he got ejected, his numbers are just ridiculous. But it's not just Judge. Thanks for the call, Joe. 877-337-6666. We got some Mets calls, so I will get to the Mets after this break. But MLB Network put out Aaron Judge during his 16th game on Bay Street. Yesterday was May 20th. If you count back to May 4th, somewhere around that, where I just keep telling you, May 4th was the inflection point. I think I went to the Yankee game on Friday. I couldn't go that Saturday. And that's when Ryan Blakeney threw him out on some nonsense. And the next day, I told everybody in Legends I was with, Judge is going to homer. Judge is going to homer first at bat. He's going to be locked in. He's going to be pissed off. He's going to homer. I didn't put the bet in. You guys might have heard that story. Since Judge is hitting .415 average, his batting average is .415. .551 on base percentage. 16 extra base hits, with 7 of those being homers. And 1.532 OPS. The Yankees captain is scorching hot. Yes Network put out. Like, this guy is back to being the video game
being the MVP, the all rise. Like when that little stupid 46-second video went out from an open that I opened for 20 minutes on different things with the Yankees, but the one thing that we clipped for WFAN, which I don't mind, like I said, I don't get posted on WFAN Twitter, Instagram as far as videos go because I'm on at night. There's nobody working here. I have to like send them a message specifically like, hey, clip me here, and I'm just not really like that. But I did an open between 7 and 7:20, and I hit Gallo, and Gallo found a clip, and the clip was me for 45 seconds talking about Judge. And what people ran with was that I was saying Judge was hurt, that Judge should be on the IL. No, if you go back to the video, I was saying, where is the guy that we got so accustomed to using? All rise, here comes the Judge. Watch that guy. He hits moonshots. Watch that guy, because if you take your eye off his at-bat for a second, you're going to miss a 470-foot bomb. What happened to him? I said, did the Monstars come to get him? Obviously, I don't think there's actually Monstars in real life, but he looked zapped of his powers, so it led me to believe only one thing. He must be compromised because they pulled him in spring training. No, good to know that he's not hurt. Good to know that he's not going to miss any time, right? Also thinking that he should probably sit down or rest early on in the season is PTSD and trauma from last year, missing him for majority of the season and seeing what the team looks like without him and knowing that we need him this year for the later months and the postseason. It's good to know that Judge was healthy. He just was off with his timing. It was a early season slump. He figured it out. He made adjustments, and now he's powering this team through a 7-game win streak. And even tonight, okay, he didn't hit the ball out, but he's still hitting the ball very well, working his walks, and he's playing like the MVP, like the captain, like the $40 million a year man. All right, we got to go to break. I'm up against it. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Speak your mind. 877-337-6666. Powered by AT&T Business.
You're right back at it on the Fan, 101.9 FM. Keith McPherson, another KM to 2 AM, 877-337-6666. We got to talk Mets a little bit. It's a struggle, man. It is a struggle, and it sucks. I mean, it is what it is when a guy gets interviewed, but it sucks to hear something like this. So I came across a quote from a guy that should be, you know, like the captain of the Mets, a guy who is making the most money on your Mets, Francisco Lindor, who has started off extremely slow and not good enough for a guy that is one of the higher paid players at his position. It's not good enough. It's unacceptable. I mean, I don't know. He's batting 193. I don't care if he's saved the day a couple times. I don't care about his glove. This is a switch hitter. This is a guy. Oh, follow me here. I read this quote about winning, right? So Francisco Lindor, when asked what he misses most about Cleveland, as obviously your New York Mets are in Cleveland facing the Guardians, they used to be the Indians. They used to be the Windians. Remember they ripped off 22 wins or something like that season? Maybe it was 22 wins in a row, something like that. So Francisco Lindor, his answer about what he missed most was winning. He said, there's nothing better than winning. I know we didn't finish the ultimate goal. As you recall, they lost to the Cubs in a World Series game. That was a great game, and I think it was better for the people in Chicago to get that win. Shout out to all my fans on the north side. They show me love in Chicago. Appreciate everybody that reached out as well with the White Sox series this weekend. Anyway, he said, we didn't close it out, but just the experiences of winning and pouring champagne on each other and creating memories that way with teammates, their families, our whole entire family front office. They're not winning over here. And he's got the big money over here, and he's in the big city over here, but he's not contributing to winning either. You lead off tonight, you go 0-for with a strikeout. It's not good enough, Francisco Lindor. Chris is in Bergen County. Chris, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on tonight?
Not much. I know you want to talk about the Mets, Coach. I queued you up.
Thanks so much. Hey, Labor. You want to get rid of him? Send him across town. Might as well. You take everybody else anyway.
L-G-Y-M, let's go Yankee Mets. That's a great idea.
Hey, not for nothing. It'll be an upgrade for us.
Instead of running Jeff McNeil out there?
McNeil, Wendell, you know, listen.
I bet you Gleyber Torres turns back into the Gleyber Torres we thought as soon as he puts on that Mets hat.
You know, kind of like a Seve, you know. Hey, I'll take what Seve's giving me right now.
Seve has been good. We obviously don't miss him because all five of our starters have been good, but Severino has been worth the contract and worth signing him early. He's been a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Real quick, how exactly, off the beaten path here a little bit, how exactly does that whole Nixon 8 thing work? With the with an even number. I'm trying to figure out these kids.
Like these fans, these young kids are outside chanting Nixon 8. I'm like, yo, it was cool in the beginning, but now you look pathetic. Now it's just like the math ain't mathing. Go home. Season's over. Like, now this isn't as cool as it was before. You're out here chanting Nixon 8. This is New York. Oh. Like, come on, yo.
you gotta know what you're talking about. Like you said, this is New York.
It's not a good chant. Anyway. It's just go home. They're kids. They thought we want Boston. Well,
yeah, they want everybody. You know.
Yeah, gotta want the Pacers.
They don't
first.
Understand.
Gotta want to stay healthy first.
Well, and everybody's propping them up. Oh, they did so good. You know what? Listen, you ain't won nothing.
The standard of excellence around the city, it's like it's a moving target. The Knicks, number two seed that blew a 2-0 lead. I don't know. I guess good enough.
Yeah, it's whatever. Whatever. Yeah. Back to the conversation you had a week ago about no alpha.
Yeah. About the Mets' identity, their culture, who's leading, who's the guy in the clubhouse that's saying, hey, wake up.
And that's what prompted me to call you tonight, was you were talking about culture before, and you were talking about that clubhouse and how you actually got to see it for the first time and how they're family. Now, you've been in locker rooms. You understand winning. You understand what it takes. Now, let's rewind back to the whole, go back to the McNeil Francisco Lindor issue down the tunnel. Right there.
They should have split those two guys up after that. Was like Francisco Lindor is coming in. It's his team. If he's got beef with somebody, but it's all good. They made up, and Jeff McNeil has got a brand new Ford Bronco.
They never made up. There's no way.
So, Coach, you mentioned I have been in locker rooms, right? And it starts there. If there's a little bit of a divide or an issue between major players, it doesn't get forgotten about once the lights come on. Like, that's why I say there's got to be a disconnect in the clubhouse from the manager to the president of baseball operations to Steve Cohen, who is the face of the franchise, courtside at every Knicks game wearing his Mets hat, tweeting, representing the New York Mets.
He's gotta stay home. Like, these guys, I don't know.
Like, lay low. And you've lost 8 out of the last 11 games. You don't need to pop out and rep the Mets right now. You can lay low a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, just
not for nothing. Quiet. You were the one endorsing a dance crew saying, "Oh, baseball's not that serious."
Oh,
it's serious to
us. Don't even go near the dance crew.
It's dead serious to us.
That's just brutal.
What do we expect, though? You add a dance crew to the top of the dugout this season. Is this a year that you're going to compete? No.
It's just not going
to
happen.
The jokes write themselves. Yeah. I don't even have to lean into it. I don't even have to troll. It's literally like I check my phone. I have updates and alerts set on for every Mets game so I can stay in the know. I listen to Howie Rose and Keith Rad. And I'm just like, damn, it's not even funny. Like, it's not even laughable. It's, you know, I talk to Mets fans that are they're not surprised, and I'm like, I couldn't live like this, man. Thank God, thank the good Lord for making me a Yankee fan.
you made history in my household this weekend because my wife actually looks at me on Saturday. She's like, "What are you doing?" She goes, "Is that the Yankee game?" I'm like, "Yeah, unfortunately." She goes, "What are you doing? Are you feeling okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I just got to listen to Keith tonight." She goes, "Okay." And she literally over the calendar and writes it down.
I mean, the first year I started working for the Fan, I had the Mets on the big screen in my house. And my wife's like, "What are you doing? Are you watching the Mets right now?" I'm like, "Yeah, I need to watch the Mets for work. The Yankees aren't playing."
Exactly. Well, I'll tell you off air the backstory to why she said that and why I can't really listen. But,
I appreciate you supporting me and cutting the game
Absolutely. Have it no other way.
Appreciate you, Coach. Have a good one. I feel bad, man. I feel bad because Chris is a longstanding Mets fan, and it's like the more things change, the more things stay the same. Now, this young man is the one who called me last week when I was talking about the Mets culture, identity, lack of a leader, alpha captain, someone that can, you know, speak for them and speak up for them. And this is a young guy who can't even drive a car yet. And he said, Keith, this is their identity. They're the Mets. This is what they do. They lose. Josh is in Passaic. Hopefully his phone is working now. Josh, you're back on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, can you hear me all good?
Yeah, you're good now. Before it was wah-wah-wah, the peanuts, like when the adults talk in Charlie Brown.
Yeah, I could be because a few days ago I dropped. I'm using a different. We have a few phones for the home.
And you probably never watched Charlie Brown, right? I don't think kids your age.
I've heard of it, but I don't.
Yeah, no, don't worry about it.
So, and yes, Keith, you mentioned identity, but before I get to the Mets, I'm agreeing with that. You were mentioning, you know, that the Knicks series is kind of a little bit similar to the Nets series. You know, with all the injuries, home team winning till Game 7. But I think the main thing is that it comes down, it's very hard for one player to carry an entire team on his shoulders. And he can do it for a few games. Eventually it catches up. And so with Brunson, with, you know, to have that press on him, he already seems to be, like, you know, losing half his energy by the time he finally gets the ball up. Half court, a lot of ISO ball. And I started to hear that from, like, Knicks broadcast. Actually, that there's a limit to how much ISO you're going to play, and it's not always going to work. And I was kind of upset because I had a few guys come. They like a barbecue, and I just wanted to see a competitive game. We thought we were getting that, but fortunately not.
Yeah, more than I think any of the major sports, one guy can take over a game in basketball, in the NBA. Like, you just have a guy have a 40-point, 50-point game, and then, you know, the defense not be able to check him, and then the other team's offense not be able to match him scoring-wise. But ultimately, it's a team game. And they say defense wins championships. It does. But ultimately, having enough healthy bodies to deploy a team where if one guy is off, another guy steps up, it can be anybody's night. Like, that's how you win. It is hard to win without one guy. I know they make it seem like Michael Jordan won on his own. Hell no. He had a great surrounding cast. He had a great supporting cast around him. He was just the leader, the alpha, the best one.
And then with the Mets, right now, originally coming this season, I couldn't understand why Mets fans want to trade Alonso. Now, it's not that I want Alonso to be traded. I just wouldn't really care. The only guy I wouldn't want the Mets to trade right now would be Christian Scott. Be fine if anybody else left.
So listen, now you're looking at this team 5 games under 500, and you're looking
at the
rest.
Take away the 12-3 run that was lucky baseball. This team's like, at what, 9-22?
I mean, the way they started the season and the way they're struggling right now, you're starting to realize, like, this is more who they are, and winning is not who they are. And so you start thinking about a team, like, signing Pete Alonso long-term and paying him the money he's seeking.
He's a good fielder, though. I'll give him that.
I mean, Pete Alonso's a good player, but he's not, for where the Mets are, where they find themselves in this now Steve Cohen, David Stearns era, you need to continue to strip it down more. You need to continue to destroy what we thought of the make-it-happen Mets. Like, you need to start really bringing this thing down to, like, yo, these big contracts, these guys are out of here, and we are going to take L's. And if we're taking L's, play the young kids. Play Beatty. Play Vientos. Play Vientos. But play Francisco Alvarez when he comes back, obviously. Play Ronnie Mauricio when he comes back, obviously. Send some of these guys up like Luis Angel Acuna or Gilbert or Gifford or whoever these guys you got. Like, the future is now as far as, like, if you're not going to compete, why would you be signing anybody? You sign Lindor for that contract. And that's, like, it's just not looking like a smart move. And it was one of the first things Cohen did. Nimmo got center fielder money. 8 years. And I'm not saying Nimmo isn't a good player. He's a baller at times. But, like, to get paid like that and then move him off, and then, I don't know. There's just, you know, even with, now I understand, I hear Paul Rosenberg hated the J.D. Martinez move because he felt like it didn't match the philosophy of the team moving forward and where they're at. But, I mean, I think it was to satisfy some fans that say, we need a stick. We need a bat. Now, signing Pete Alonso to a 7-year Scott Boras deal makes absolutely no sense.
And Keith, the Twins, they also gave up 4 hits tonight, and the pitching wasn't even so bad, but that just shows you how bad the hitting is. And I'm fine. I don't think we need to wait till September to see the young guys, Keith. Thanks for taking my call.
I'm with you on that. Like, what? It's about to be Memorial Day, and in your division, you are losing to the Miami Marlins, and you know, that's why I think last week I was listening to Evan and Tiki, and I think Evan or somebody mentioned the Mets being one game out of the postseason, out of a postseason spot. And I was like, never do that again in the middle of May. There's no reason to bring up. Like, when you go to standings on MLB.com, just click on regular season. Don't click on the next thing over to see the wild card, because it does not matter until we get to, like, September. To say, oh, well, literally, I think it was a week ago on the Fan, I heard, well, the Mets are only one game out of a wild card spot. Okay, they're 2.5 games out of the wild card spot now after losing 8 out of 11, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4 teams ahead of them, and then the 3 teams that are in the actual wild card spot. So what are we talking about? 877-337-6666. If you felt like it was a punt year, and they tried to sell you on, no, you know, with this new manager we're bringing in, and with a couple of these moves that we made that are marginal moves to bring in some former Yankees like Luis Severino and Harrison Bader and guys like Sean Manaea, Adrian Hauser, and, you know, revamp this bullpen. If you feel like, you know, getting to June, you're actually not competing, then you have the owner that can do something that no other owner in sports can do. He can literally say, I'm so rich, I can light $100 on fire every hour. It wouldn't change a damn thing. So I can trade off again, back-to-back seasons, trade these contracts, get these guys out of here, and replenish my farm system. Literally have a play for the future again. Hope is not a strategy. My strategy can be to get rid of these dysfunctional players, get rid of some of these core guys that it's not connecting with, that it's dysfunctional and it doesn't seem to be consistently anything. Like, you can, he actually can do that back-to-back years, which it seems like he already is thinking that with the tweet that, oh, he meant the DM. Shut up, bro. Like, anybody that uses Twitter, we know that when you click on somebody's tweet, you click on somebody's tweet, right under it, there's the talk bubble to the left that says reply when you hover over it. And then underneath it says post reply. To DM somebody is a whole other thing. So don't insult our intelligence. You were just typing and talking, and you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. You should be falling back. But hey, it is what it is. A lot of fans thought it was a punt season. I think it was a bad omen to bring the Queen's Best Dance Crew. I just think it's got no place in New York outside. And baseball's not that serious, because I think somebody said to Steve Cohen on Twitter, like, you know, this is an unserious franchise. And I think Steve Cohen's response was something along the lines of like, oh, yeah, because baseball is such a serious sport. It actually is, especially here. Especially here, yo. Especially here. They're just not going for it, so... in a year that you added a dance crew to do handstands and break dance on the dugout in between innings, did you expect that to help what goes on the field? No, it doesn't help. You added LED lights to Edwin Diaz's entrance. Should have scrapped the trumpets. Couldn't recreate 2022. I would have, nope, it's done. Timmy Trumpet jinxed us, ruined it. Edwin, come up with a new song. And now, when Edwin comes out, there will be no trumpets because he's not coming out to close the game. All right, we got a break. 877-337-6666. Last hour of the show is wide open for Mets calls, Yankees calls, Knicks calls, Rangers calls, sports calls. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh. I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like,
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.